with our wrap-up to Crunch Time on a Tuesday. Start with Alex.
Oh, man. Okay. To two men from Glanbrook Township in Ontario, I ask.
What are you doing?
I promise this ties to sports. So, say you go and steal something, like anything. Say you steal a candy bar from your nearest 7-Eleven.
Don't do it.
You walk in, pocket a Snickers, and get away without the cashier noticing. What's the first thing you're going to do? I'm fairly sure the answer isn't to stand in front of the store and start eating said candy bar. You're going to get dimed, yo. Well, two men from Glanbrook in Hamilton, Ontario, decided to steal something bigger. Apparently, they broke into a city stockroom, stole a bunch of tools, packed them into a city-owned truck, and drove off. They would have gotten away with it, too, if they weren't complete morons. And they are morons, because instead of, I don't know, maybe hiding the truck or themselves, they must have realized all this breaking and entering that was going on was interfering with them watching the Grey Cup, which is the CFL championship game. So they stopped in at their local watering hole to watch it. They literally, be in need, a place, stole a bunch of tools, stole a truck, drove the truck 10 minutes, took one left turn, drove two more minutes, parked the truck in front of a bar, and went inside to watch the game and drink. The bar is essentially a straight line from where they stole the truck, and they parked it out in front. They must have been drinking one of those like contaminated beers Bob and Doug McKenzie had in Strange Brew, because that is dumb, as we ask.
What are you doing?
I told you the Grey Cup could only lead to trouble.
Only leads to ruin.
Pointless. Let's begin with Oregon fans booing Thomas Tyner, I ask.
What are you doing?
Good one.
So how many of you felt Joe Mixon or Michael Vick or Ray Rice or Greg Hardy or people like that deserved a second chance? Now you got a college player who, when he was a hot commodity, chose your university. An Oregon kid deciding to be a Duck, a five-star. No problems with grades, discipline. Suffered injuries serious enough to warrant his retiring from the game. Then he heals. Not eligible to return to Oregon without the same opportunities available as a five-star nearly 5 years ago, stays in his home state, gets back on the field, and gets booed when he touches the ball like he cheated, stole, or in any way embarrassed your school. Pretty petty and classless, if you ask me, as I ask.
What are you doing?
I also ask that. That's terrible. To the Oregon State Beavers football team, I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, I understand you want to have fun. It's not like you had a lot to play for, so of course you put everything all in one basket for the Civil War. But you cannot talk junk before this game. I mean, rivalries usually have a lot of that anyways, but know what situation you're in. You barely won one football game this year against a subdivision team. Oregon just got back Justin Herbert the week before and pasted a decent Arizona team with the hottest player in the sport at the time. Comments about flashy raincoats and breaking huddles in the middle of the O by saying, you know what, the Ducks? It's stupid. And not only should you know the situation you're in, but the guys you're going against. The Ducks were mad about that loss last year. They were mad about the whole season. But the loss in Corvallis was like a microcosm for all of last year's failures. Ryan Nall running all over them had people calling them soft. Willie Taggart spent the entire spring preaching that Oregon isn't soft and will never be soft. Then your interim coach effectively comes out and calls them soft to the media. I guess, you know, don't talk crap when you're bad at something. It tends to lead to 59-point losses, as we ask.
What are you doing?
59-point losses. Jeez. That's awesome. To Nick Saban, Alabama coach, I ask.
What are you doing?
So you lost to Auburn, right? So in 2016, as Urban Meyer was making his pitch to get the Buckeyes in the third college football playoff, despite not winning the Big Ten East and not the Big Ten title, Saban's quote at a news conference, you should have to win your conference to be in the college football playoff. This year, after his Tide dropped the Iron Bowl to their arch rival in the presser after... I think this team deserves the opportunity to get in the playoff by what they've been able to accomplish. Same guy, different circumstances for his team, cues up a brand new song. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't see a conference title as the be-all, end-all. But pick a side. Pick a stand. Stick to it. You can't have it both ways within a year. Not even this guy, as we ask.
What are you doing?
I had the fence. To the Bavarian Beer House in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, I ask.
What are you doing?
So this one is actually from the weekend before Thanksgiving, but it wasn't reported on until after last week's What Are You Doing? So here it is. The Bavarian Beer House ran a really dumb promotion. Look, bars like to get people in any way they can. I get it. But they offered free beer to everyone in their bar from the kickoff of the Packers and Ravens game last week until the Packers got their first score. The thought was to get people lathered up a bit, then the pack would score and people would stick around and buy more food and beer. Well, the problem is the Packers got shut out last week by the Ravens, their first home shutout loss in 11 years. So the bar's owners said he served up more than 300 free beers to his patrons that day. I'll go ahead and do the math on that. So anywhere from like $5 to $10 a pint, yeah, that's around $2,000 the bar gave away in free beer. Worst part is that the owner of the bar has said his has had the promotion all season. Actually, the worst part is he says he plans to keep running it. Lucky for him, the Pack scored twice in the first quarter against the Steelers this week. But dude, have you watched Brett Hundley? As we ask.
What are you doing?
Do we have to? To Michael Crabtree of the Raiders and the Broncos, Aqib Talib, I ask.
What are you doing?
My grandmother gave me that chain.
Guys, I get it. Competitive, unyielding nature of sport at its highest. Crabtree, you're 30. Talib, you're 31. Do you get what's happening in this country? That starting with the Kaepernick and follow-up protest during the national anthem, how that's brought out the racist element in our society? Do they get what a premeditated fight ending with a yanking a gold chain and the ensuing brawl looks like and the bait it provides, that aforementioned element? And what did it gain you except for playing into a thug stereotype? Did it lead to points, a turnover? Nope. A suspension. And you're entering December when it's all on the line and you each draw two games. Great team players there, guys. And incredibly helpful, as we ask.
What are you doing?